This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. On Mondays, we often talk big ideas. So here's one: building a nuclear power plant on a boat. Russian shipbuilders recently announced plans to start putting large nuclear vessels into operation in the next 3 years. The floating power plants built for the Russian government would each carry a crew of 69 people and could potentially deliver power to cities of 200,000. Putting nuclear reactors on a big boat may sound scary, but it's already pretty common, says Princeton research physicist Frank von Hippel.
The only thing that's new is that the power developed on the barge then is intended to be transmitted by a transmission line to a town.
And what are the complexities of that?
Well, it is costly. They wouldn't be competitive anywhere except perhaps off the grid.
So these are cities that are hard to reach, difficult to build in, and that's what makes it economically a viable proposition.
Well, even so, it may not be economically viable, but these are very small compared to the nuclear power plants we're used to.
And that's a reflection of changing technologies, right? Are we going to see more new proposals like this?
There is a lot of experimentation. You know, the French are talking about building a nuclear power plant on the bottom of the ocean.
What would the advantages to that be?
It would certainly be out of sight. It would be surrounded by cooling water. You wouldn't have a problem in that regard.
Well, and there is a huge issue here with public perception. I mean, any of us who remember in recent years the Fukushima disaster, I would imagine, wouldn't be super excited at the prospect of putting a nuclear reactor on a ship and connecting it to the mainland or putting it underwater.
Nuclear reactor accidents don't happen very often, but when they do happen, they're very traumatic for societies, even if they don't kill many people.
Why do we keep generating new ideas about nuclear power despite these concerns?
Well, it is an amazingly efficient source of energy, 20 tons of fuel a year to produce the amount of energy that a coal plant would produce with more than a million tons of coal.
Wow.
It is quite remarkable.
Professor Emeritus Frank von Hippel is also co-chair of the International Panel on Fissile Materials. Frank, thank you.
My pleasure.